Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party. December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's pink party for the cure. One night and one night only of party bliss. This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes featuring two of Sinla's hottest DJs, Trey Seven and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunkie, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, our website covers the entire country. You can listen anywhere in the world, D.C., when you simply log on to www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. Well, y'all, it is Momentous Monday. Yes, if you're just getting your work week, your school day started, if you have not ventured outside yet, it's wet, and the temperature has dropped since we drove in this morning. The temperatures are dropping. It's getting really cool outside. So as kids are standing at bus stops, please make sure that they're bundled up. This is that kind of weather that really, really gets a lot of people sick. Going from hot to cold yesterday, it was so warm that we actually had to turn the air on. And this morning, the temperatures are dropping. So we want to remind you, make sure that those kids are bundled up at the school bus stops. Please stay engaged and make sure that you're giving yourself absolutely enough time to get there safely. Because on mornings like this, when the road is just slick enough, it's just slick enough to cause problems. So as you're traveling in, we want to remind you to stay engaged. Slow down. Make sure that you're slowing down through those school zones. They're in effect until 9 a.m. Help our crossing guards and our resource officers keep our kids, our school bus drivers, and everybody safe, not only this morning, but every morning. Now, as I switch gears, and we'll be reminding you about those school zones, hopefully all through the show, because it's just important. You know, Monday, for all who listen to the OPT Network, is Momentous Monday. And so yesterday, as I was thinking about momentum on Monday, I was thinking about our really cool friends, our office mates, Hank and Jean Williams at Williams Tax and Financial Services. They said, you know what? Since you guys have Momentous Monday, we've got something for you. People who know me know that I drink tea, my green tea, every single morning. And so she said, Jean said, you know what? We're going to give you a teacup big enough so that you don't have to refill your cup all during the show. And my teacup, DC, says Momentum. I love it. Yes, indeed. So I am really, really feeling momentous on this Momentum Monday. And I know it's one of those days, well, when we first got up, it was raining outside. And so this is one of those days where you really don't want to get out of bed. You want to just roll over and go back to sleep. But what we're saying this morning is we want you to get your momentum going. And we want you to get it started so that your week gets off with a great start. And the way that you do that, no matter what you're feeling this morning, you want to make some declarations that today is going to be a momentous Monday. It's going to be a great day. Any challenges that you incur, it's all right, because you know what? You're going to have grace to make it through. So if you're getting your Monday morning started, just say the word out loud. I have momentum. I will have a great Monday. And you'll see, it'll start to change the way that you feel about your day. Now, DC, not only is today Momentous Monday, but I got to talk about the weekend. And we had a really, really great weekend. We had some what looked like some setbacks, but it all turned out great. And one of the things that we did this weekend is we watched the Heisman Trophy Awards. Yes. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Now, that talk about momentum, DC. You know what? Johnny Manziel, for those of you who did not watch the Heisman Trophy Awards, he is the absolute first freshman, DC, in Heisman history to win the Heisman Trophy.
Yes, he is.
Well, so, you know, what did you think about that, really? Because we kind of had mixed feelings.
Oh, I think he did a wonderful job. I just didn't think that he would win the Heisman as a freshman, you know, being that he had three more years left. I really thought that the pure defensive player was going to actually win it.
Yeah, Manny Te'o. We thought so, too, because
Manny Manziel.
Manziel, yeah.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. And you know what? They're saying that he has done more than any really defensive player for his team at Notre Dame.
Yes.
You know, and he's a senior. And
yes, and he did get more votes than any other defensive player ever for the Heisman.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard to win the Heisman without being an offensive player. You know, the closest thing to a defensive player was Charles Woodson.
Mm-hmm.
But he used to run back punts and run kick returns and things of that nature. So the Mateo guy from Notre Dame was pure defense linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't ever touch the ball, but he did have 8 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of interceptions for a defensive
player.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a linebacker.
Absolutely.
Not for a corner. That's a lot for a cornerback, but that's really a lot for a linebacker.
Absolutely. And you know what moved us the most? And we sat as a family, because when you've got kids, especially young boys who play football, you know, kids dream of winning the Heisman Trophy. And that's something that is really good to watch. But all of the young men were so poised and so well-spoken. And Johnny Manziel, they're calling him Mr. Football. First time ever. And it's really, as you said earlier, DC, it's really tough for a freshman to win the Heisman Trophy. They just have not typically, in all of the years of Heisman Trophy, they've not given it to a freshman. But just to see him so poised and to really talk about his coach and his team and, you know, to really give them so many, you know, so many kudos to his coach and to his teammates. And so we just really salute Johnny Manziel. They're calling him Mr. Football, and people are calling in telling DC about, you know, the Heisman Trophy, the Heisman Trophy winner. And it's just, you know, it's great to see, but we kind of wanted to see the senior get it. I did.
Yeah, that's, you know, what you gonna do? He's going to probably be really high picking the draft. That was on Nolan Wall said, we're talking about that Heisman. He said, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
He's a Bama fan.
He's a Bama fan?
Yeah.
Well, I guess he thinks that Bama's going to take it all.
I think Bama's going to take it all, too.
I think everybody does. But you know what? You know what? I think that Notre Dame is going to really, really sneak up.
I don't think so.
I do. I think that they are the underdogs. All of the Bama fans are probably laughing at me just as you are. But you know what? Sometimes the underdogs come out and they surprise you.
Sometimes that happens. You know, sometimes that happens. And, you know, the teams are more matched. You know, in Notre Dame, they did show a real serious defensive effort. But when you're going up against the SEC, it's just, I'm telling you, it's rough. It's rough on those other conferences out there in the country.
It's rough, but I'm going to tell you one thing. Alabama really, if the teams would have stepped up, LSU really should have beaten them. They really should have lost.
LSU should have beat them. Georgia should have beat them.
Georgia definitely should have
also
beat them.
Also, if LSU would have been in it or Georgia would have been in it, they would have beat Notre Dame too.
That's
the problem that Notre Dame has. I don't think they can beat South Carolina or Kentucky.
Well, you know what? I think that people are counting the
or
Irish.
Or Mizzou, the newest team, one of the newest teams.
I think people are counting the Irish out, but you know what? I think that it's not over until it's over. And you know what? They've got some good defense, and I think they're going to give Bama a run for their money.
And it sounds like you're feeling sorry for them. It sounds like you're saying, you know, man, I think they're going to give a good effort. And I can appreciate you saying that. Uh-huh, I really do. Uh-huh. But, you know, coming from a football background.
It just ain't going to happen.
Playing football. No, I'm not saying it's not going to happen. Uh-huh. It can happen.
Sure.
It's just not likely.
Well, it wasn't likely that Johnny Manziel would win the Heisman Trophy either, but it happened.
Absolutely. And if they win the national championship, that would be two situations that were just completely unlikely, and that's just unlikely.
Well, nevertheless, it was really, really, it's always cool. I don't know if people, I know a lot of football fans probably follow the Heisman Trophy Awards, but it's just such a cool, it's a cool award show to watch because you just see how these young men have progressed and you can see the pride on their parents and their coaches' faces and just how well they represent their schools, their families, and the institutions from which they've come from. You know, it really, just as a person watching, it really makes you proud for their parents, especially the way that Johnny Manziel stood up and he really handled himself in a class act way and really spoke about the coach and the team and, you know, really gave the award to all of those people. And it's also great to see that fraternity of men from years back that have won that Heisman Trophy.
Yes, it was. And you know, Texas is on the road.
Texas is on a roll.
You know, Baylor, you know, RG3 mm-hmm. won it last year. He was from Texas, from Baylor. And so now.
And Johnny Manziel
is from Texas
A&M. Yeah, so A&M.
They got a little roll going there.
Absolutely.
2 years in a row.
Yeah. So a lot happened this weekend. And another thing that happened is that we took our new rig out on the water and had a really good time. You know, it was really, really warm this weekend. So as the temperatures are dropping, it's starting to feel a lot more like fall. Again, we want to remind people, D.C., that this is really the time of the year when people get sick.
Yes.
And so we want you to wrap up, and we want to make sure that those kids are wrapped up.
Yes, and the folks are saying you need to go out and get your flu shot.
Uh-huh. It's just that time of the year. And I'm sitting here, Gene, with my big momentum cup full of good warm tea, and this is a morning where you want your hot coffee or your hot chocolate, your hot tea, whatever your choice is, just to soothe your throat and to get your day going. And whatever it takes to get your momentum going, we hope that you will get it started to start the week off, DC, because we feel like it's really important to get the week off to a great start. Now, this morning, we are doing a show, DC, that is really unprecedented for us. We really have never ventured into this conversation of male sexual abuse.
Right.
And so, you know, as we were getting ready for this morning's show and reading the book, we're going to be presenting the author of the book, Dr. Howard Fradkin.
Yes.
It is a tough, tough conversation. It's a tough book to read, but it is a book and stories that we felt needed to be talked about.
Absolutely. It definitely needs to be told. And it is sort of different for us on Monday. Mm-hmm. We're not this serious into a topic this deep.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because we've been fundraising, you know, the way that we're having to schedule things is a little bit off. And so we decided to go ahead on this momentous Monday and do this real, real serious show. It's information that people really do need to know.
Absolutely. And we want to remind you before we go to break that for all of my sister friends listening, we want you to call at least one other sister friend and say, you know what, whether you have to link up to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com, or if you're listening at work, this is a conversation that we believe is going to start healing for many couples, for many men, and for many people. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to introduce you to Dr. Howard Fradkin right after this. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa!
What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. The people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, wait staff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Stormy Omardian.
Oh, it's so good to be with you, Carlette. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Stormy, for people who don't know Stormy's story, you have such an amazing story. I want you to talk about what formed who you now are.
My mother was mentally ill, and we were very poor. I was born into that family with my dad working a lot and my mother sick. And she was very abusive and physically and verbally. But I think what affected me the most was being locked in a closet in my early childhood. And that's the way my mother coped with me. She couldn't cope with life, let alone a small child.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Today is Momentous Monday. It's December the 10th, and we want to remind you to stay safe. Make sure you're staying engaged. Make sure that you remember that school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Now, before we went to the break, we were talking about an incredible man that has written a book. Tyler Perry has written the foreword for this book. And it is a book, it is information that we want you to listen to with your whole heart. Maybe not with your ears, but with your heart. Let me introduce you to Dr. Howard Fradkin. He's a psychologist with 30 years of experience specializing in counseling male survivors of sexual abuse and assault. Dr. Fradkin has helped more than 1,000 male survivors. Now, you might remember Dr. Fradkin as the expert on the unprecedented, historic Oprah Winfrey Show when she featured Tyler Perry and 200 male survivors. Dr. Fradkin is the author of Joining Forces, Empowering Male Survivors to Thrive. Dr. Fradkin, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Carla, thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
So, Dr. Fradkin, I want to first start with not with the book right off. I want to start with that moment when you get that phone call from Oprah's team and you know that you're going to be in the midst of not only 200 male survivors, but you're going to have an opportunity to not reach thousands, but millions.
And I didn't know until actually I got on the show exactly what was going to transpire that day. But it was such a spiritual day having Tyler there, Oprah there, and these 200 men, and being one of those men who also has suffered from sexual abuse. And it was a phenomenal opportunity to create and open doors for men all over the planet and their partners to learn about sexual abuse and that people really can heal and recover.
Mm-hmm. And so what was it like for you at that moment, sitting in the midst of 200 men who, even including yourself, were survivors, and you were going to, many of those men were going to share their truths?
I really just went into kind of like a trance-like state, actually, just stayed focused and present and just wanted to be there with my full heart and soul, and was just inspired every minute of that show.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah was just so generous. Tyler was so open, and mm-hmm. and the men were all phenomenally willing to speak their truth, and that's what made that show so powerful, was that one after the other was able to get up and talk about what this was like for them. And you know, I call my book Joining Forces because essentially that's what happened in that show. We joined forces.
Mm-hmm.
And Oprah and Tyler had prayed at the beginning that this show would blow open doors and give people all over the world an opportunity to know that men get abused too, and that they can heal. And I think they absolutely achieve that.
Mm-hmm. And so is that for you, Dr. Fradkin, where Joining Forces was birthed?
It was. I mean, Oprah actually called me after the show and asked me if I had written a book she could help promote, and I had not written not a single word. I'd been way too busy providing help for men and women who needed it. And
mm-hmm.
So she said, well, if you ever decide to, I would like to help you. And
wow.
I was like, oh my.
Did you start writing?
About a month later,
uh-huh.
I did.
Uh-huh.
Tyler Perry also reached out to me and encouraged me to write as well. And that was all the inspiration I needed.
Absolutely.
God had spoken to me that day, for sure.
Absolutely. Now, let me go to the book. Dr. Fradkin, Joining Forces. I literally was captured by the book. And I said to you before we went on air, it is the most incredible and incredulous book that I have ever read. And it starts with Tyler Perry's foreword. And I just want to share a little bit of this with our audience, and especially for those people that are listening that might have that same guttural moment, as he calls it, that he had. He said, "This happened to me on a very normal day. It was a day like any other. I was at home with my dogs reading. The television was on some news station, but I wasn't really paying attention to it until I heard the report saying about several young men who had been sexually abused by someone in a church. His words became white noise to me as my senses took me back to my childhood and an awful experience of sexual abuse that I endured at the hands of someone in my church. One in six are sexually abused before the age of 16. When I read that, I started to feel emotionally immediately, because I wondered how many other thousands of men were out there feeling that same feeling that Tyler Perry and many others had felt. And he didn't say what the report was, but we all know it had to be Eddie Long and the story that came out. Let's talk about the 1 in 6 boys who are abused before the age of 16.
It is a very startling statistic, Carlette, and it's been verified by many researchers. And it's startling because people in this culture still do not believe that boys and men can be sexually victimized. They think that men are the ones who perpetrate sexual violence and women are the victims. And as we well know, 1 in 4 women are sexually abused, so it's not like there aren't many victims who are women. Mm-hmm. The important part is to understand that boys and men are also sexually victimized at an alarming rate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so important for people to know that, because they will start to pay attention to their boys and pay attention to the kinds of behaviors that boys will exhibit when they are victimized. I mean, hopefully we can prevent it from happening.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are victimized, they really need a place where they can come and speak.
Right. And so as I was reading the book, you took 20 stories of 20 what you call silence breakers and allowed them to tell their stories. And one of the hardest parts for me, and I read every single story, the hardest part for me, Dr. Fradkin, and for society probably as a whole, is to know that the abusers, in many cases, were people that were supposed to protect them, people that were supposed to love them, like parents and coaches and family members. Let's talk about that.
Well, I think that it's incredibly important for people to know that most often abusers are well known to the victim, and oftentimes well known to the family. These are men, and sometimes women, and I want to make that point as well, that come into a home and make themselves get acquainted with these boys so that they know their vulnerabilities. They know if a child comes from, say, a fatherless home, or that the parents are you know, working so hard that they don't have time to be with their kids, or that the kids are depressed or impoverished. I mean, there's so many different ways in which a boy can be vulnerable. And, you know, what we don't want is certainly to create massive paranoia that you can't trust anybody in a position of leadership, whether they be a Boy Scout or a coach, or, you know, because thankfully there are, you know, millions of men and women out there who are incredibly trustworthy and so helpful to our children. At the same time, we just have to be aware that sometimes people take too much interest in our children.
Mm.
They know things that probably they wouldn't know, and they start giving them all these special gifts, and I think that's really where the line gets crossed. And of course, for these kids, it's like, of course they want these gifts, they accept the gifts, because they don't have those kinds of things.
Right.
You know?
And they crave that love and that attention, especially from a man that maybe they're not getting or they don't have at home.
That's right. And they act in very trustworthy ways. They say things to them like, I really care about you. You're a really special boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's what children, all children want to need, is to feel special, to feel wanted, to feel cared about. So it's normal that they would seek that and want that kind of attention.
Mm-hmm. And so for people who are listening, Dr. Fradkin, I think that we really should define what sexual abuse is.
Yeah, sexual abuse is any violation of a person's body, be it their mouth, their genitals. It can be both overt, their anus, or it could be covert. So it could be the kinds of things where they're just inappropriate in terms of the way that they touch somebody and the way that they care about them. Can be as simple as parents who sleep with their children long after it's not appropriate. I've had clients talk about parents who bathe them when it's not necessary, so that there's all this inappropriate touching going on. So it can be something that subtle, or it can be something very overt.
And so let's talk about age-appropriate sleeping, because there are many parents, especially mothers, who have big boys still sleeping in the bed with them. At what age does that become inappropriate?
I think it depends on the kid. But I would certainly think by even age 3 or 4, I'm not an expert on kids, but I really don't think that it's appropriate for kids. I mean, if there's a thunderstorm, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's really important that kids learn that they have their own beds, and they learn that as early as possible.
Absolutely. And so, Dr. Fratkin, you took 20 silence breakers. Let's talk about how hard it is to break the silence and to break the cycle.
It's incredibly hard to break the silence. It's incredibly difficult for boys and men to speak their truth because there's so much shame that men feel about these violations of their body and these betrayals of their trust. And each of these men has been through a tremendous amount of therapy and help in order to get to this place. So it's important to just know, for each man who's listening and for their partners, to just know that it's going to take time for them to feel safe enough to even tell one person. But each time that people are able to speak that truth, even the first time, especially the first time, to have somebody listen, to have somebody believe them and respect them and say, you know, I'm going to find you help. We're going to find you help, because there's absolutely help available.
Absolutely. This is a tough conversation. We've got to take a quick break here. The book is called Joining Forces, Empowering Male Survivors to Thrive. Dr. Howard Fradkin is our guest. Stay on point. We'll have more right after this. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Christmas comes only once a year, but those holiday bills can stick around for months. You can make the holidays easier on your bank account with the Southern Heritage Bank Christmas Club. It's the easy way to save. And when Christmas rolls around next year, both you and your bank account will be in the holiday spirit. Southern Heritage Bank, online at shbnet.com.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The staff and management at Southern Heritage Bank wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season. May you find joy in the meaning of Christmas.
From our family to yours, Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Monique.
How do you get to that point where you say, I'm not going to hide behind the shroud of secrecy anymore?
The moment you get tired of being sick. The moment that you get tired of that piece of cancer baby that's eating through every being that you are. The moment you realize no relationships are working because you're ill. When you realize you can't be the best parent to your child because you're ill. The moment you say, I'm tired of being addicted to being a victim.
Do you remember when that moment was for you, Monique? That specific exact moment you said, you know what, enough is enough. I don't care who's hurt. I don't care who says what. This is it. Do you remember that moment?
I'm still in it.
Wow.
I'm still in that moment. I am still in therapy. Very proud to say that. I go twice a week.
Amazing. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, we're joined by Dr. Howard Fratkin. His book, Joining Forces, Empowering Male Survivors to Thrive. And before we went to the break, Dr. Fratkin, we were talking about helping people to come to terms with their truth. And one of the things that you said that I thought was so critically powerful and important in the book is that you said, shame fuels addiction. And so for those people who are listening who have been steeped and shrouded in shame and blame, how do we help them to confront their truth so that they can begin to heal?
Well, shame heals when it's brought to the surface. And so every time that a person is able to speak the truth of their abuse, it will help them heal that shame. And in order to do that, they have to have support. They have to have support of somebody in their life, preferably a number of people. It could be other male survivors. It could be their partners, their wives, friends, therapists, pastors. Anyone who can provide support will help a man to be able to feel safe enough to be able to come forward. As you said, shame is the fuel of addiction. And if people do not work on their healing, they use addictions as a way to numb themselves as a way to escape from the feelings. And oftentimes the behaviors they engage in are ways of essentially acting out the terrible bad feelings that they carry around inside themselves because of the abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And abuse essentially teaches them, I'm not worth taking care of myself. And so every time that they engage in addictive behavior, they're confirming that reality for themselves.
And some of those memories, especially from the silence breakers in the book, have been suppressed for many, many years. And so it seems that after you've gone for just years and you have pushed down your childhood and the abuse and the hurt and the pain, and then you have these men who have become addicted, or their wives are thinking, you know, God, he's bipolar, he's just crazy, what is the problem? And it could all go right back to that childhood. How do we help those couples?
Well, I think that people have to be able to recognize that there really is something wrong and that there's help available. And once you go to somebody who's qualified and is a professional, they oftentimes can help a man to feel safe enough to go down into the layers to be able to discover that. Most men who come to therapy do not come to therapy because they say, I was abused as a child.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that.
They don't know.
They don't know. They have not connected those dots. Some men have been sexually abused and have never conceptualized it as abuse, or they were sexually abused and they minimized what was done to them. They mm-hmm. didn't allow themselves to ever conceptualize that this was something really horrible that happened to me. They immediately pushed down those feelings because it was so shameful and so awful.
Mm-hmm. And so for those men, and there were so many stories in the book, and a lot of the men were abused by other men, and many of them anally. Some of them were abused by women as young boys. But for those men who, for years, for long periods of time, who had been abused anally, and then grow up to be men, they're abused at a time when they're not sure who they are gender-wise. But then abuse comes, and it brings confusion about who am I. How do we deal with that?
Well, I think it's really important to know that sexual orientation is actually determined at birth or near birth for most men, and that's what we understand at this point. So sexual abuse does not cause sexual orientation. It does, however, create a great deal of confusion for men because when somebody is sexually abused, especially when men are abused, there is sexual stimulation that occurs at the same time, because perpetrators know to do that, because that's a way that they then can blame the victim and say, see, you enjoyed this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really important for survivors to hear that no one enjoys being sexually abused. That's a lie.
Right.
But that's a lie that perpetrators teach to control the victims. And so the confusion comes in because there was the sexual stimulation that occurred at the same time that something terrible and awful was being done to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important for them to be able to separate that out and learn that. I talk in the book about how you have to learn to be disloyal to dysfunction and loyal to functionality.
Mm-hmm.
And the dysfunction is that this person treated you in a terrible way, and then they said that they cared about you.
Mm-hmm.
This was for your own good. And so part of learning to be loyal to functionality is to learn that was a lie. That
mm-hmm.
perpetrator lied to me. And the truth was that they didn't care about me at all, and that what they did to me was wrong and harmful and terrible and abusive, and that I have a right to heal from that. And I have a right to claim my own God-given sexual orientation, whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm. And I guess for a lot of people, and myself included, Dr. Fradkin, when I was reading the book and I looked at the time span of the abuse and how long it lasted, and I kept saying, why don't you just tell somebody? And in some cases, they did tell and they were not protected. Why can't we get men and boys to tell?
Well, this is especially for parents who are listening, to hear that we have to communicate to our children that anytime they have a problem with somebody touching them, anytime they feel uncomfortable with another adult in the room, for whatever reason, They can always come to their parent and talk to them. And the parent should communicate to their child that I will believe you, I will never hurt you, I will never punish you for telling me the truth. I want you to know that you're safe, to come tell me when you're upset.
Mm-hmm.
Even given that, there are going to be people who are unable to do that because perpetrators can sometimes threaten their victim. Or sometimes they will tell them that if you ever talk about this, I'm going to hurt your parents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hurt somebody you love. That's oftentimes not the case because they know that the person, the victim, is already so ashamed, they're never going to talk about it anyway. But if we can create an environment in which children really know, boys especially, know that they can come speak their truth, it will help. We unfortunately teach boys they're supposed to be strong, they're mm-hmm. supposed to be manly, they're never supposed to need any help, and those are really dysfunctional messages that we teach boys. And
mm-hmm.
hopefully, in this new generation, we can teach a new kind of masculinity where it's okay, where you could even say that it takes strength to be able to ask for help.
Absolutely. And you know, some of the stories articulated the fact that not only had boys been violated by men, but some had in fact been violated by women. And so society for men and boys sometimes says that if a woman touches you, then that should be okay.
And as I said, women can be victimizers just as well as men, and it's so important for, I'm sorry for this static, it's so important to just know that women can hurt boys too.
Hold that thought, Dr. Fradkin. Let me take a quick break. We're back right after this. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Brayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Brayhide Painted Body Works. Anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
December 15th is the paint party, the paint party, Sylvia's paint party. December 15th is the paint party, the paint party, Sylvia's paint party.
Ouch.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. One night and one night only of party bliss. This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes featuring two of Sinla's hottest DJs, Trey Seven and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunky, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, waitstaff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com. There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Prophetess Juanita Bynum.
So, Dr. Bynum, how do people get past the condemnation, the guilt and shame to move into their destiny?
Well, first of all, there is no power to anybody's life until you have experienced failure, because it is the teacher.
Mm.
Things that you fail at become the teacher, and it empowers you to become the individual that has been empowered to now help steer the next sister.
or the next brother. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you have to, you know, remember about being embarrassed or being ashamed or whatever, the greatest shame is staying in the pit. Shame is not coming out. Power breaking the shame is to say, I once was dumb, but I'm now not.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, it's 8:34. It's Momentum Monday. Today is December the 12th, and we are joined by Dr. Howard Fratkin. His book is called Joining Forces, Empowering Male Survivors to Thrive. And before we went to the break, Dr. Fratkin, we had some little bit of difficulty, but I want you to address the issue. We were talking about boys that are abused by men. We look at that as abuse, but sometimes society looks at boys who are abused by women almost as a rite of passage.
It's true, and when boys are victimized by women, oftentimes they think that the women have done them some favor.
Mm-hmm.
I have a client who was abused by a school teacher, and he thought he was lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And I think many boys think of that, boy, I was lucky I got introduced to sex early. And they don't realize that this woman was taking advantage of them because they were really way too young to be able to give that kind of consent. And that's what healthy sex is. It's consensual sex. And you can't give consent when you're a boy, even when you're a young adolescent.
And isn't that a powerful message to echo? Because now we're hearing more and more teachers who are having sex with their students. We're hearing about, and we're appalled, but we're appalled when we hear about coaches like the Sandusky case, and then we hear about pastors like the Eddie Long case. And of course, you know, these are still, I guess at this point, allegations, no real, you know, that ended in a way that we don't really know, but there were some allegations there. And you know, shouldn't we be as appalled as when boys are taken advantage of, and even girls, but today we're talking about men, but that are taken advantage of by women.
I hope we'll be appalled by any acts of sexual betrayal and sexual
mm-hmm.
victimization, and especially when there are people who are in a position of authority,
mm-hmm.
when you take your boy to a school, you take him to the Boy Scouts, you take him to sports, and you expect that they're going to be safe there, that they're going to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
And to find out that not only are they not protected, but they're violated
mm-hmm.
by the very people that you're supposed to be trusting, that is an abomination. It's just a horrible betrayal.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we were talking about during the break is we were talking about breaking the silence and the silence breakers in the book. And I said I was so inspired by not only the courage that the men displayed, but many of them used their real names, they used their races, they used, you know, everything about themselves for truth. And as we have been on this journey, following your book and following this movement, we look at folks like Tyler Perry and Keon Dooling, a lot of people. You know, we're huge sports fans here at the OPT Network, but a lot of people may or may not know that Keon Dooling was a guard for the Boston Celtics and has recently come out and talked about his own sexual abuse. Talk about how people like that impact the movement.
Well, I think that they provide a tremendous amount of courage to other men just like them, especially for African-American men. I mean, it's hard enough for us white men who learn that you're supposed to be brave and strong. But
mm-hmm.
I think, unfortunately, in the African-American community, that's even a much stronger, more powerful message. And so for them to come forward and to be able to say, yes, this was done to me, and I'm speaking about it, I'm willing to speak this truth and let you know that you're not alone, that there's help available, is so important. I know for Keon Dooling, I've had a chance to talk with him, and he was so powerful in his message that he just wanted people to know that there was help, that they were not alone. I mean, he said he had talked to lots of guys in the NBA who, just like him, had been able to come forward to him and tell him their secrets, and that
mm-hmm.
really helped them to be able to know that, my gosh, I don't have to keep walking around with this shame the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. And what does it mean Dr. Fradkin, for those men to really just, like you said, peel those layers off and say, this is who I am, and this is what has happened to me. What does that truth really mean?
Well, I think it gives them an opportunity to finally heal and to recover and to be able to be free from that shame that can be so crippling, that can stop them from enjoying their life, that can stop them from feeling depressed and anxious, that can stop them from being able to engage in self-destructive behavior and addictive kinds of behaviors. It creates an avenue for healing for them. And so that's why it's so important to be able to speak the truth.
Now, as you were saying that, I just felt in the spirit realm, I felt someone say, you know what, that happened to me a long time ago. It's the past. I want the past to stay in the past. I'm not going to dig that up. What do we say to those men?
Well, I want to honor the part of them that says, I want to keep that in the past. And I want them to hear that that's a natural, normal kind of feeling to have. What I want them to look at is that in the present moment, they may not be functioning in the way that they would feel most proud of, that they may still be being held back themselves because of what was done to them. And keeping that secret allows the shame to continue to build in their spirit, and it blocks them from being able to really feel a sense of truth, a sense of connection, a sense of being able to trust other people, because there's always that part of them that's very afraid that somebody close to me could hurt me.
Mm-hmm. And you so know, go ahead.
So there's this way in which they oftentimes will put barriers up and walls up around them so that people really can't get close.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important.
And you know, we call these newisms on our show. Our uncle, who has been so impactful in the movement to helping people, and one of the things he said is, you're only as sick as your secrets. And family
right.
secrets and secrets really keep people sick, don't they?
They do. That's a common saying in 12-step programs. And absolutely, when you tell your secret, then there's no more shame, or at least the shame begins to decrease. And as the shame decreases and you find support and you learn specific tools to help yourself, then you really can heal.
Mm-hmm. So how do we help those men that don't want other people to identify them as being gay or homosexual because they were abused? How do we help them with that?
Well, I think it's important for men who have been abused to understand that abuse does not make somebody gay. If somebody's gay, they're already gay. And if you're gay, I would want to honor them as that's a valid path for you. Many men are not gay, and because you were violated anally, for instance, does not make you gay. Even if you experience pleasure in the experience, that does not make you gay. It's important to be able to speak about what was done to you so you have an opportunity to really look at it and to have an opportunity to be able to get the support you need so you can sort through it yourself. Because when you keep all that inside, it just tends to make you discount your own masculinity. A lot of those men who are worried about being gay think to themselves, I'm feminine, there's something wrong with me, I'm inferior.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the kinds of feelings that stop somebody from being able to have the kind of intimacy in their life that they'd like.
Absolutely. And in opening up this conversation, as challenging as it has been for my heart and for the hearts of those people that are listening, you do go into overcoming those blocks and getting the support that people need. How do people begin to get the support that they need, Dr. Fradkin?
Well, I encourage people to think about the people in their lives with a traffic light signal, a red light, yellow light, and green light, and to think about there are people in their life who are green light people, who are people who truly are very caring and very safe people, and then they're yellow light people and the red light people. And sometimes survivors don't have that system in their heads. They just either they'll tell everybody or they won't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And there really are green light people in our lives, thank goodness, many green light people who are really willing to be supportive. It's just that there's so much fear and so much shame that
that we don't believe that we could actually find somebody who will listen and who will hear us and believe us and support us and help us get the help we need.
Mm-hmm. And so for the help that people need, you have many, many resources. Let's talk about that.
Sure. Well, MaleSurvivor.org is the premier organization in the country that provides resources for men. There's lists there about how to get support. There's therapists, there's support groups. There's just online, without ever identifying yourself, you can just go on a bulletin board, or you can go into an online room where you get to talk with other men and chat with them without giving any identification, just to know that you're not alone and that there are other men who will support you and understand you. There are articles there, there are books there. So there's lots of resources.
OneIn6.org
is another organization that has a great website. So there really are plenty of therapists around the country who provide this kind of support.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm sitting here, Dr. Fradkin, and I'm looking at the cover of the book, and I'm looking at all of the hands in a circle, and then there is a wheel in the circle. What's the significance of that?
Well, that's a man who's in a wheelchair.
Oh, okay.
So this was taken at one of our weekends of recovery, and those are programs that Male Survivor offers, where we have 28 men come together to speak about their abuse and learn tools to help them be safe. And they're done all over the country. We do them in Atlanta. That's the closest one. We'll be back in Atlanta in May.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to MaleSurvivor.org and look up Weekends of Recovery, you can find out information. So those were 28 men who were at a weekend in California, and they all agreed to help me stage that picture for the cover of the book. And so one of those men was in a wheelchair. So
Wow. It
was a great diverse group of men, and it's really honored to have all their hands
mm-hmm.
on the cover.
Absolutely. And so, Dr. Fradkin, what is the most important thing that you hope that all of the survivors, all of the people who are struggling, all of the wives and significant others that will rejoining forces, what is the most important thing that you hope that will be taken away from this powerful book?
I hope that people will take away the idea that recovery is absolutely possible and achievable, and that thriving is absolutely possible to achieve as well. It takes time, it takes a lot of support, it takes the practice of skills, of learning how to be disloyal to dysfunction and loyal to functionality. It's possible, it's real. There's lots of love and support out there. You are not alone. There's plenty of others who have been where you are. And for partners, I want them to hear that absolutely there's help for them too, and that it's a struggle for them, and that they deserve as much support as survivors do.
Absolutely. The book is called Joining Forces, Empowering Male Survivors to Thrive. Dr. Howard Fradkin is the author of the book, and the foreword is written by Tyler Perry. It is an incredibly powerful, moving book. Dr. Fradkin, give your website and let people know how they can connect with you.
www.howardfradkin.com is my website, and I'm happy to communicate with people through that.
Absolutely. And the book is in bookstores everywhere, isn't it?
It is, through Hay House, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble.
Absolutely. So you can get the book. Again, it's called Joining Forces, Empowering Male Survivors to Thrive. Dr. Howard Fradkin, you have been absolutely phenomenal, and we want to thank you for being so generous with your time this morning and sharing with us.
Thank you, Carlette, and bless all of your listeners and all the work that you're doing.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. We're back after this.
Each holiday season brings the opportunity to strengthen family ties and renew old friendships. At Southern Heritage Bank, we hope that you and your family experience the fullness of the holiday season. May it fill your home with joy, your heart with love, and your life with laughter.
We wish you peace with many blessings and a new year filled with happiness. Happy holidays from Southern Heritage Bank.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party. December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. One night and one night only of party bliss. This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes featuring two of Sinla's hottest DJs, Trey Seven and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunky, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT network. It's Monday. It's a momentous Monday. Yes, we've been having a serious conversation, but we thought that it was an incredibly important conversation to have and necessary. And we know that one in four girls are abused and molested as well as 1 in 6 boys. But this morning, the show was about those boys and men who are survivors and who are not yet survivors, who have been victims and who are unable for many, many reasons to share their truths. And we came about Dr. Fratkin through Tyler Perry's team, and they sent us an email saying, we would love to have Dr. Fratkin come on your show. And we've been working with Tyler Perry's team for quite some time to have Tyler on the show, which will be happening in the not-so-distant future. And he said, you know, we really want to focus on Dr. Fratkin's book, Joining Forces. And one of the things that Tyler Perry said is that it was his prayer that the people, D.C., who read Dr. Fratkin's words will do for you what they did for him. And it will give you the hope and the permission to allow yourself to heal fully. Well, one of the things that has been just resonating in my spirit, and I've said this and shared this with you guys many times, and I will many more, that the adage that knowledge is power is very true. But knowledge is only powerful if and when you use it. And this book, it's not a book that you sit down and you read in one setting, because it's guttural. It's gut-wrenching. It's hard to hear parents abusing their children. It's hard to hear about church leaders abusing young boys. It's hard to hear about dads abusing boys. But it is a conversation, moms and dads, that we need to have with our boys, and one that we have had with our son and continue to have. And one of the things that Keon Dooling said, DC, he was a guard for the Boston Celtics, and people who don't follow sports or don't know his story, he had just a breakdown. And one of the things that he said was that he had to come out and talk about his truth and share his story and to let others know that they are not alone. But he talked about fatherless boys. My sister friends, hear me really, really good. Really, 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 really listen. You cannot be so eager to bring a man into your children's space, especially a man that you think that you know, because these are the instances where kids get hurt for life. Tyler Perry talked a bit about being 30 years removed from his abuse, and sometimes triggers still pop up that will take him right back to being abused by someone in the church. Hear me. This is not about condemnation for any church leaders. They're great church leaders. They're great pastors. They're great coaches and great leaders. This is about empowering you with knowledge to share with your kids. And I know if they're like our son, they don't want to talk about it, but you have to talk about it. It is necessary. Y'all, the book is called Joining Forces. Every person, especially if you have children, should pick this book up. Dr. Howard Fratkin. His name is spelled Fradkin. Pick up the book. Thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your momentous Monday with us right here on the official OPT Network. The reason why we do it is because we love you. God loves you. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Remember, change starts with you and it starts with me. For David Christmas, Produce Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great, safe, momentous Monday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday.
been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT.